The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. on Thursday, March 26th, 2020, and this is the third installment of the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Sam, and joining me is Becky. How are you?
I'm well, Sam.
Fantastic. Yeah, so this is our daily updates for news and happenings around the city and areas around the city while we're all hanging out at home, staying separately together, and living through some interesting times, as it were. If you would like to contact us, you can email us at daily@ktqa.org, or you can give us a call or a text at 253-330-8821. Again, you can call or text us at that number. It'd be great to hear from you. Looking for just information on how you're doing, how this is going, and maybe if you'd like to participate. So let's get right down to it, Becky. Why don't we start with the announcements?
Sure. State level updates on COVID-19 can be found online at coronavirus.wa.gov, and now newly in Spanish at medium.com/bienestarwa. That's bienestar wa. The health department officials are staffing a coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. That can be reached at 1-800-525-0127. Again, that's 1-800-525-0127. Pierce Transit general information can be heard by calling 253-581-8000. The bus or shuttle paratransit TTY for deaf or hard of hearing customers is 711. And more information, it can be found online at piercetransit.org. Remember, fares have been suspended right now. Tacoma Public Utilities can be reached at 253-502-8600 or online at mytpu.org/COVID-19 with info about emergency bill payment assistance. And dialing 311 from your phone in Tacoma will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line, and dialing 211 from your phone in Tacoma helps connect you to community resources statewide through United Way. You can also visit wa211.org online.
Moving on from to new information from the state of Washington, the governor's office has released more information on construction and states that, in general, commercial and residential construction is not authorized under the proclamation because construction is not considered to be an essential activity. Moving to the city of Tacoma, the Tagro facility is now closed to residential customers until further notice, but you may still schedule deliveries by calling 253-502-2150. Commercial hours Tagro have been modified from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and updates can be found at tagro.com. I know a few gardeners who are doing some gardening while they're hanging out around the house, and so that's good information. The Public Works Department has closed gathering spaces, structures, and parking lots at the following city-operated parks until further notice. Gateway Park's picnic table areas on North 30th Street, McCormick Park at 930 Fawcett Avenue, the Sawyer Tot Lot Playground Equipment at 7402 South Cedar Street, South Grant Avenue and South 23rd Street picnic table area, Viewpoint Park parking lot and picnic table area at 85 North Point Way Northeast, and the War Memorial Park picnic tables and shelter area at 629 North Jackson Avenue. Signage will be posted in the affected areas. Natural areas and park open space areas will remain open to the public. More information can be found online at cityoftacoma.org. Moving on to the Humane Society. The Humane Society for Tacoma and Pierce County is open to the public for the following essential services only: adoption for those who are serious about adopting a pet, stray walkthroughs for those who are looking for their lost pet, stray intake for those who have found a lost pet, and end-of-life services. More information can be you can get more information from the Humane Society at 253-383-2733, and you can go to their website at thehumanesociety.org.
Moving to Pierce County, Pierce County Ferry Service will continue on regular schedule during the governor's stay at home, stay healthy order. You can sign up for rider alerts and view the schedule at piercecountywa.gov/ferry.
So, yeah, this is more along the lines of for official announcements. Like once we get in the swing of things, we're not expecting a lot of new stuff every day. Just a few minutes to just sort of fill in what we've learned and what we've managed to find out. And just to keep everybody informed about what's happening here in Tacoma while more attention is paid to, you know, the national and international stages.
So, Sam, yesterday you asked a little bit about me and who I am.
Well, I thought it fair, you know, listening to us and saying stuff. I thought it'd be nice if they knew who we were.
Yeah, it would be nice. And to that end, I think it would be nice if you shared a little bit about you and who you are. You know, are you home from work right now?
Well, I am home from work, but I also work from home. So in a certain way, I am trapped in my workplace as well as staying at home and hanging out with my family and my cats. So,
yeah, I like that Humane Society announcement about if you're serious about adopting a pet. How has being at home sort of helped you? Have the pets helped you with being at home during this time?
How have the pets helped me being at home during this time? Well, I mean, they're my coworkers, in a way. I mean, so they're definitely keeping me company, and actually one cat, Ruth, the cat who sort of attaches herself to me, does help me break up my work day, because I will focus on what I'm doing a little too hard, and then she'll leap up on my lap and go, hey, it might be time to take a break now. So.
Like all the best coworkers, she tends to interrupt you and when you're right in the middle of work.
Yeah. So I'm a bit of a technologist, and my focus right now is on community radio. You'll notice that there is sort of a split of, well, you might not notice it because you'll know Becky's doing the interviews, but while Becky's doing the interviews, I'm working on the technology behind the scenes to make it all go. And that's sort of where my focus is right now. So that's what I do, radio and in its many guises.
And it's been nice, especially to be able to bring these kinds of interviews and discussions to Tacoma while we're all staying at home and staying healthy. And so I personally thank you for that, Sam.
No, no problem. For the last couple of days, I've been working on a new website for KTQA. And you can check that out at ktqa.org. It's not, you know, it's not amazing or anything like that, but we were moving from a static web page that only people who knew, you know, web design could edit to something that anybody could use and something that we can expand, like the webpage for the daily briefing and stuff like that. So that's kind of what I've been up to. But you know, no, enough about me. I'm not that comfortable talking about myself, even the best of circumstances. But Becky has an interview for us that she recorded early today with Connie Ladenburg, and that should be interesting. This is KTUA Daily Briefing.
Connie Ladenburg is in her seventh year serving as District 4 representative to Pierce County Council. I'm excited to welcome Councillor Ladenburg. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
So I'm glad to hear that all of us are kind of well as we are, hunkered down as much as possible, except for essential workers. And the council, to that end, just recently acted on those urgency ordinances to provide support and relief and resources for individuals and companies impacted by this current pandemic. This was just this week. Can you take us through some of those things that might provide our listeners with a little bit of sense of relief?
Yeah, well, seems like every day we get an email from various entities, businesses, or nonprofits about what it is that they're doing. Obviously, if you want to know what Pierce County is doing, you can go to our website, piercecountywa.gov, and, you know, it kind of pops up with the COVID right at, up front. We've already passed some legislation to try to help people out in the community. We've set aside $500,000 to go toward food banks and homelessness services. And then we also just most recently at our last meeting, we passed a kind of a small business loan program. And I know the federal government is also working on that. And this is just this isn't a lot of money, but it's going to help a little bit until some of the larger monies come to our region. We're hoping, at least. And then we're giving some people a little bit of time, I guess, in regards to paying their sewer bills for the county. Those that have a sewer bill that comes from the county, City of Tacoma has its own, so this is only for county people. But it waives any penalties or interest on delinquent sewer payments. So if you're not able to pay right now, you're not going to get, you know, an added charge for not being able to pay. That's one, a couple of the things that, you know, we're, and it seems like every week, you know, we try to do something else too. We've got that. I've been working with the health department in setting up a temporary care center. The county is going to be placing three of these in the county, one in the east side of the county, one in central, and the other one on the west side, which is basically on the other side of the bridge. We're currently, the first one to open will be the one in the central area, and it's actually literally in my neighborhood. It's within walking distance from where I live. And what these centers are going to be doing is providing a place for people to go to that have gotten exposed, so they're in quarantine, but they don't have any symptoms, so they're not sick yet. What happens with this is that you can have the illness without having any symptoms for a little while, a few days before you actually get a symptom. During those few days, you're still contagious. So we want to try to get people before they get to the contagious stage and actually, you know, get them quarantined away from other people so they don't continue to expose someone else. So that's the intent of this. For example, a lot of people just stay home. You know, if they get sick, they can take care of themselves. Most people that get this don't go to the hospital. They don't get that severely ill. But for people that get exposed and then and maybe living with someone that, let's say someone that's, you know, a pregnant wife, for example, you know, who is compromised, you know, we're trying to make sure that people like that or someone that has a lung condition or something that's compromised health. So if someone gets exposed, that husband gets exposed, he doesn't necessarily want to go home and live with his wife, you know, or the person that might have, you know, emphysema or asthma or something like that, a compromised condition. So they can go to this facility instead, stay there for 2 weeks is the recommendation. If you haven't gotten sick in those 2 weeks, you're not going to unless you get re-exposed to the virus. And it's voluntary, so no one's, you know, has to stay there. They don't have to go there. The government doesn't come along and say, hey, you know, you need to go stay here. It's totally voluntary, you know, and it's a facility that would be providing, obviously, you know, not just a bed, but, you know, other, you know, meals and things like that. So we're hoping, and this one, the one we're looking at currently, will be for about 130 people that can stay there. I'm not sure about the other two sites. They're still in negotiations for the east side and the west side. This one is due to open probably tomorrow is the kind of the goal date, but it may be actually over the weekend or next Monday. We're still trying to do some outreach to the local businesses around this facility and plus some of the neighborhood groups and things like that, too.
Well, it sounds like it must be a huge undertaking to organize this, to have a care center and a facility in the midst of all of our neighborhoods and things like that. But it sounds like, at least from other places that have established these kinds of places, that that it's really to support individuals and stem the contagion of the virus.
Exactly. You know, we're trying to, you know, obviously get a handle on this so that curve that we keep hearing about, you know, that it's kind of going, still going up and up. We need to, you know, get that topped out, if you will, and start going down and down and actually, they call it broadening the curve and, you know, kind of inside, you know, baseball language, but literally, that is what we're trying to do, you know, and provide, you know, these kinds of resources, you know, that stay at home that everyone is telling us to do is really makes sense. You know, because as I said, you often don't even realize that you're sick and until, you know, you really start getting the symptoms of the virus. And during that time, you know, we can be exposing other people and that's what's been happening. So when you're staying at home, it stops that, you know, so the more people that stay at home and really take that seriously. And that's one of the challenges that we're seeing right now is that people really haven't taken this seriously. My husband and I went out to Chambers Bay last week when one of those really, really nice sunny days, and we were going to go for a walk because it's one of the things, you know, they do say they'll get outside and walk and get some fresh air. And the place was packed. I've never seen it so busy. I mean, even in the height of the summer, all the parking lots were filled. All the streets were filled with cars. The area, the trails were packed. You know, I mean, it was difficult to even think that you could be 6 feet away from someone. So we chose not to even get out of our car. You know, we just turned around and, you know, left. That isn't what we're supposed to be doing. I mean, I know that people are supposed to be getting out and getting some fresh air, but we certainly aren't supposed to be congregating in, you know, in crowded areas. And that's pretty much what this was. You know, without getting into a panic, no one wants us to panic, but, you know, if we do take our own, you know, be responsible for our own care, I think that really does make a difference to the care of the community.
Absolutely. Now, you're no stranger to issues of public health. You're chair of the Human Services Committee on right. the Pierce County Council. So apart from what's going on currently, what are your areas of focus?
Oh, especially in that regards in human services, our biggest thing that we have been focusing on, and it's on kind of a hold pattern right now, but it's our behavioral health, referred to as mental health, chemical dependency, or substance use disorders. It's all kind of clumped together under the term behavior health now. And we were trying to get a tax passed, which the legislators gave us the authority to do in 2005, and Pierce County has not done that. 25 other counties have, but we haven't done that. And that would bring in about $13 million for that, for the services for those populations. As I said, it's on a hold pattern. We have tasked a committee called the Regional Systems of Care Committee to come up with a pretty formalized plan on how that money would be spent, even though there was language in the ordinance on how it would be spent, but it was kind of broad language. And one of our council members wanted it a little bit more defined. So that is where it's at right now. The other thing, you know, human services, that's human services. So one of the other big issues in our community, and this is even out in the unincorporated Pierce County, is our homelessness situation or problems that we have, and then affordable housing, which is getting to be connected. You know, they used to not necessarily mean one and the same thing, but a lot of our people in our community are getting to the point where they can't afford housing and they can't afford rent. They're one paycheck away. That's why this situation with this virus concerns me, because of people that are losing jobs, you know, or at least are on a hiatus from their jobs and may not be able to pay their rent. And so now the governor has done a kind of an eviction policy where people can't be evicted, you know, if they're in that kind of a situation. So that's good news. But outside of this, there are still other people that, you know, like I said, a paycheck away, you know, from losing their house, and oftentimes find themselves homeless. So our homeless problem isn't necessarily just the person that you see on the corner, you know, with a sign. You know, it's a lot of families and, you know, people that we even actually have some people that are employed and still cannot afford the rents that are, you know, continuing to go up in our community. So we've got all kinds of stuff happening in regards to that and studying that. In fact, all the mayors in Pierce County and myself and the county executive are on a committee where we're working on affordable housing issues. And hopefully, you know, we can kind of come up with some tools and financing streams and opportunities for those cities to use to help their affordable housing within their own jurisdictions.
It's a really important issue that has reached levels of urgency, certainly for folks that maybe traditionally hadn't been thought of in terms of at risk of homelessness. And so I think you bring up a really good point. I wanted to know, what do you really enjoy about being a council member? Because it might be a little bit, obscured what the job of a council member is for the average resident. So what's the fun stuff about it?
I consider, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you're a politician. I consider myself as a public servant. I really, really like this problem solving part of this job and working with the people, hearing their voice. And the people doesn't necessarily, I mean, it's it's like my neighbors. It's the everyday citizen, a resident in our community. But it's also, you know, the business community. It's the nonprofit community. It's schools. It's all of those. You know, I don't do policy for the schools, but we certainly have a relationship with what's going on in our schools. So it's that broad. It's the breadth and depth, I guess, of what it is that we do. And I get energized when I'm able to sit down and talk to people about what it is that's concerning them, trying to figure out what the solutions are, how we can work together. I'm a big work together kind of person. I love the team stuff and, you know, kind of collaboration, coalitions, all of those kinds of things. I think that's a better way to get things done than just me coming up with, you know, a brilliant idea. I mean, brilliant ideas don't come from us. I think they really do come from the people that we represent. So that's what, you know, gets me up and gets me down to the office every day is those kinds of opportunities. A lot of people don't know what the county council does. You know, we're like any other legislative body. We do policy work. You know, it's like we have the executive. He's like the governor. And then we've got us, we're like the legislature. And then, of course, you know, we've got the court systems, too. So we've got those three branches of government at the county level. And so that's what we do. We make the laws and, you know, cover a broad spectrum, you know, not just human services, but economic development and infrastructure, which is our streets and sewers and all those, you know, kind of a lot of people think they're boring until your street falls apart and your sewer line breaks. And then community development is our planning and land use. So any kind of growth that happens, you know, we are dealing with growth. We're dealing with, you know, as I mentioned earlier, the housing, you know, things that are going on with housing, environmental issues, all of those kinds of things and stuff that we're dealing with, much like the legislature does too. But we're just doing it at a more localized area.
So lots and lots of stuff that goes on and lots of things that are on your plate as a Pierce County council member. But you're not just a council member. You're also a member of other organizations and agencies and committees. What are one or two that you'd really like to share with us today that you think don't get enough attention?
Well, that's a tough one. Until recently, I was on the Board of Health and chose actually to get off that because I think someone else, you know, needed an opportunity. I've been on the Board of Health, I think, for a total of like 12 years because I was on there when I was at the City Council, too. But anyway, that is obviously what we're dealing with right now. So I think that was a really important board to be on. One that's less important, but still important, but just kind of show, you know, a little bit of the broadness of, you know, our involvement. I've also been on the board of what is now known as Tacoma Arts Live. It used to be Broadway Center for, you know, Tacoma, so it's a theater district, basically.
Yeah, a beautiful organization that brings a lot of cultural enrichment to our city.
Yeah, exactly. So that, and just what you said, you know, for that cultural enrichment things, you know, it's some of what makes us a livable community. So those things are important. The other thing is kind of an economic development thing. I'm on the board of the Public Facilities District, which is made up, sounds kind of getting in the weeds a little bit, but it was made or formed when we built the Convention Center downtown. And the Convention Center is funded, one of the ways they get some of their funding is through a tax that's placed on your rooms in hotels. And so we have partnerships with the cities that have hotels in it. And they sit on the board also. They have representatives that sit on this board. And so what the board does is making sure that the funds that come from all these jurisdictions is appropriately applied, you know, making sure that that convention center is healthy and, you know, bringing conventions in or inside. So that's an economic development kind of thing, but it's also talks about the regional part of what it is that sometimes we do. You know, there's some other things that I'm working on too, but those are just examples of kind of the different focuses that all of us on the council can take.
Lots of ways to be that public servant that you referenced earlier. Is there any message, Connie, that you would like our listeners to hear from you that we haven't really covered yet today?
Well, I think, you know, right now it's stay well, stay healthy. Please, please do whatever you can do to stay healthy. And stay involved or be involved if they haven't been involved, you know, and informed. We're getting a lot of misinformation sent to us, you know, through emails. Because I think people, I don't know where people are getting their information, but they're not going to the right sources. And a lot of assumptions are being made. So not just for this topic, obviously for this topic, but other things too. Just do your best to get informed and find the resources that are legitimate resources too. You know, I love Facebook. It's fun sometimes. Sometimes you find some really funny little jokes and memes and things like that. But it isn't always the best place to go to if you're really trying to educate yourself. So find better sources, you know, to educate yourself, especially during, you know, situations like this or anything, you know, anything that comes in front of us. You know, if you have a question, certainly call us or email. We get emails all the time from citizens just telling us what they're thinking and what they support. And that makes a difference.
To that end, how can our listeners follow up with you or the Pierce County Council's activities?
Well, you can go to piercecountywa.gov, and then there's a bar at the top. It says sites. Pull down that site. You'll see one for County Council, and then just click on that, and boom, there you are. Each of us are listed. You know, there are pretty little pictures, and you just click on each of us, or you can just click on, if you want comments made to all of the councils, there's a way to do that too. So your email can go to everyone and not just one person.
Connie Ladenburg, thank you so much for joining us today on KTQA's Daily Briefing. Connie is in her 7th year serving as District 4 representative to Pierce County Council.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And that's all the time we have for today. If you need information from the City of Tacoma, please dial 211. 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way. If you'd like to call us at 253-330-8821, voice or text. That's it for today's Daily Briefing. See you tomorrow.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.